Alrighty, it's good to hear the sounds of fellowship and good to hear everyone talking and sharing. And we welcome everyone into God's house. What a beautiful summertime it is as June is hit now and well into it. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. And we look forward to celebrating God's peace and hope this morning. Would invite everyone, please, in the back or the front, everywhere you are in the sanctuary, to please take the attendance pads and sign them. We would appreciate that so we can have a record of who's here. Would also ask you to please silence your cell phones if you have not already. So the organ and the piano, if we use it, I don't think we will actually be today, but so those instruments are not affected. We appreciate that. All right, we do have at least one announcement, I believe. Angie, we thank Angie Steckel for being our worship leader, Sarah for leading our gathering song, and Martha for being our organist today, and Carl for helping us on sound.
Good morning. I do have one additional announcement today. Well, actually, I have two. The Brethren Home Barbecue is Saturday, August 10th. Our congregation is to provide, to provide six volunteers for parking from 9 until 11 a.m., 25 pies, 15 tables, and 50 chairs. If donating baked goods, avoid cream or meringue pies. Take baked goods to our kitchen Friday before 5 p.m. or take them to the front desk at Mission Point Saturday morning. Any questions, contact Shirley Schaefer or Shirley Tracy. The second announcement that I have is in our bulletin on the front page. It shows Vacation Bible School scheduled on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6:30. That should actually read 6 p.m., which is written down at the bottom, but just wanted to make that correction.
Okay, and Angie, I'd just like to highlight we have the church picnic, right, on Thursday?
Correct. The church picnic is Thursday out at the Bandshell at Cadoris, and all are welcome.
Yeah, that is open to everybody, so 6 p.m., at the Cadoris Park Bandshell. We want everyone to rejoice in our culmination of Vacation Bible School and the picnic for the church. That's this Thursday, the 20th at 6. And speaking of things happening, if you could all, we don't have to turn and look, but on the back table where the encouragement cards are, I believe, Jody, you can correct me if I'm wrong, there is now a box. There was a box before, but it's labeled differently. We want everybody, as a result of our visioning effort, we're going to be doing this regularly. If you have a suggestion you'd like to see in worship or something else at church, we want to hear you. Yes, our visioning team work is pretty well underway and they're working on the three areas. But we will always have the suggestion box back in on the back table here. We want everyone to feel free to put down suggestions. Now, does that mean we're going to incorporate every last thing? Probably not. But at least we want to hear you. And we'll do our best to try to meet as many of the suggestions as possible. We want everyone to feel welcome and blessed as God leads us in worship. Thank you, Angel.
Sure. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Thank you.
God brings hope.
God offers peace.
God is joy.
God is love.
With God, all things are possible.
Without God, we can do nothing.
Let us never lose heart.
May we always find courage.
God is faithful.
God is holy.
God
is always there.
Please rise and join in singing the opening hymn, number 120, Holy, Holy, Holy. Beauty and holiness every day. May we never forget your divine presence in all we do and in all we are. As we worship, open our hearts, clear our minds, calm our worry, and give us joy to always love and serve you. Please join in the response song, Glorify Their Name, Thy Name.
Thank you.
may be seated, and the children may now come forward for a moment with Christine Schaefer.
Good too. Now, I want to tell you about something called a faith journey. It's kind of like any other journey. You have a starting point, you have an end point, and sometimes things happen along the way. Good, sometimes bad, but they happen. So I'm going to tell you something that happened on my faith journey. Back in 2015, I adopted my first cat, Spencer. Well, we had to have my father-in-law's birthday party at my house that following Sunday. So Greg took the cat out and he ran away. So we kind of stopped the party and we looked for this cat and he was gone. So the next day Greg took off work to look for the cat. I printed out posters, hung them on telephone poles around the area, hoping that my cat would come back. We even put out food, hoping that he would come back. So finally, after telling my story to everybody in the courthouse, one lady said, "I have a live trap. I'll give it to you," which is a little trap that doesn't kill the animal. So I brought it home. And I set it up at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday night. And I fell asleep in Brooke's room, 10 o'clock. I'm like, "Greg, I'm checking this trap out." And we caught something. Greg thought it was a skunk, but skunks don't meow. So I opened the trunk up, the trap up, and there was Spencer. So, you know, I was so overjoyed to get this cat back because I knew if I try and go back and get another cat, they weren't going to let me have a cat because I lost the first one. But because I prayed my heart out for this cat and God answered my prayer, that strengthened me in my faith along my faith journey. So this week at Vacation Bible School, our theme is Giddy Up Junction, which is why I have my hat, my boots, and my plaid on. I want you to take the time to listen to their Bible lessons and really let it sink in, because this might be something that happens, something good might happen on your faith journey. Can you all do that for me? Can you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for helping us through our faith journey. Sometimes you answer our prayers, and sometimes we get a different but better answer. Help us to accept what you give us. Amen.
Boy, pets being brought into worship. It's different. But what a blessing. And hey, we had somebody here with a dog, if some of you met them a couple weeks ago. So that was a blessing. We're all God's creatures. We want to give thanks for so many things. New day, new opportunities. And it's my joy today to talk about some new opportunities. But before that, we do want to lift up Peanut Shear's family. Peanut died last night. Went home to be with the Lord at about 8 o'clock. Our prayers are with Darlene, David, and Ellis, and Carl, Izzy, so many of you that were tied to Peanut knew him well. He grew up in this church. So our prayers are with Peanut. We'll have details coming. As we rejoice, he's with the Lord now. We celebrate and mourn with all of you who knew him well. Thank you. And then I want to talk about those new opportunities. We want to announce today on July the 14th, if they're here, would you raise your hand? We have the blessing of bringing Gracie and Cole Schaub into the church through baptism. That's something to celebrate, isn't it? And we have, Just a second. We also have two members who have now transferred their letters to Black Rock Church, and we'll be welcoming them officially on July the 21st. Would you raise your hands, Jackie Howdy Shell and Donna Apicella? And we have several others taking our class in September. We look forward to what God is doing in the life of this church. We want to bring in people. We want to tell them that God is good and that Jesus' gift of love and grace is there. And we want to make sure to offer that ourselves. And we look forward to our visioning effort as we continue to expand. All right. What else do you have to share? Would you please share your name and your prayer with us today? Microphone will be brought to you.
Good morning, Kelly Schaub. Gracie isn't here this morning, but I'm just asking for prayers for safe travel for our family this week. This Saturday is when Gracie will be part of the choir at Carnegie Hall, and we will be there Wednesday through Sunday. So thank you for all of your support and patience in hearing, you know, the little bits and pieces along the way and your support. Thank you.
Kelly, we continue to pray for all of you, and what a blessing it is that you got. She has that opportunity.
Hi, it's Donna Apicella.
Hi, Donna.
And I have good news to let you guys know. Due to my son and his unit doing things of most efficient and everything else overseas, and he's been in Hungary for the past month almost, but he'll be coming home Friday evening, and I'm very excited. And all I can say is thanks for the prayers, and I didn't end up in the hospital this year.
That's a good thing. Thank you, Donna. And our prayers are with Alex and his family. Anything else today? I am not hearing anything else. Thank you. Would we now call ourselves to prayer, please? And before we do, I just want to continue to remind us of the people that can't be here in worship, because they're very much a part. We want to remember folks on our long-term prayer list. So our prayers are with all of you that are here and all that cannot be with us at this time. Okay, would we sing the call to prayer? This is my Father's world. Verses 1 and 3, please. We'll sing the third verse a cappella. This is my Father's world, and my listening ears. All nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, for you and for your spirit of hope, we give thanks. For your peace, which we pray pours out on all who grieve and all who rejoice, we give you thanks. For those ailing and those completely lost, we give thanks. For those cut off, for those outcast, we give you thanks. For those longing for hope, and for those facing excitement, we give thanks. For those seeking new direction, and for those embracing new opportunities, we give thanks. And Lord, most of all, for a church desiring direction, as we desire to be your people, we give thanks. Lord, anoint our world leaders. Anoint all who call on you at this time. Help us in all we do to live as best we can, simply, peacefully together, serving and following you. In all we do, help us remember that your precious gift of Jesus can never be bought or paid. It's given graciously to us. So as we pray our prayer today, may we do so in that same gratitude. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We now look forward to our praise choir sharing with us.
Thank you, Praise Choir. May we offer genuine hope in who and what we are showing. We are by showing God's love every chance we get. The ushers will now wait on us. Please rise and join in singing hymn number 102, To God Be the Glory, verse 1. Staggers us. Even as we struggle to grasp your mercy and grace through your Son, Jesus, help us offer what we can to make this world brighter and better. Give us strength to always do your will. Amen. Please be seated.
Therefore, since we have been justified through